Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show for this Thursday, March 15th, 2012, the Ides of March, something like that. We are now in our 10th month on the KVOI, The Voice. Delighted to be here in The Voice Network stations. KJAA AM 1240 in Globe, serving Gila County and beyond, and KAPR AM 930 in Douglas, serving Cochise County and parts of New Mexico. We are live streaming the show at buckmastershow.com and at kvoi.com. Also, three places for anywhere, anytime listening: buckmastershow.com, tucsonsentinel.com, and tucsoncitizen.com. We are live here Monday through Friday, noon to one. We will get things going with John Hoopenthal, Superintendent of Public Instruction for the state of Arizona. 20 minutes past the hour, Tucson Padres General Manager Mike Fader will talk about Major League Spring Training Baseball in Tucson. 30 minutes past the hour, the Humane Society of Southern Arizona is preparing to hold its largest adopt-a-thon in the Humane Society's history. 45 minutes past the hour, nutrition reporter Jack Chalom joins us for a review of the March issue of his publication, The Nutrition Reporter. We encourage you to be part of the conversation. You can always call us with comments, questions, concerns on the Buckmaster Show live line, 790-2040. You can also email your questions at buckmastershow.com or submit them using our growing Buckmaster Show Facebook page. We're delighted about that. Less than 55 cents of every dollar schools received in Arizona last year went to classroom spending. For most students in Tucson, the amount spent in the classroom was even lower. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show live line from Phoenix is the Superintendent of Public Instruction for the state of Arizona, John Hoopenthal. Superintendent Hoopenthal, the share of tax dollars that actually wind up in Arizona classrooms is at the lowest level in 11 years that the state has been monitoring this. First of all, welcome to the program. And how much of this is linked to the economy, Superintendent?
Good afternoon, Bill. And a pretty good chunk of it's linked to the economy. When we had the economic downturn, we had actual shrinkage in our schools, particularly our district schools. And as a result, you lose economies of scale. And at the same time, we had some inflationary things going on in the energy front. So our utilities costs, which take money away from the classroom. So you had sort of this perfect storm of events, losing economies of scale, utility costs, taking money from the classroom, and an increase in our challenging populations that's been going on steadily for a decade also hits us.
I know you don't like to compare Arizona in this category to other states when it comes to this kind of classroom spending. Problems there?
Well, I think in this regard, and I myself personally, while I look at the classroom spending percentage, that's not my benchmark for success. To compare it to other states, I go to the National Assessment of Educational Progress. That's the gold standard. They pull a huge sample in every state, so we can compare it. And we had the third largest gains in the nation on the National Assessment of Educational Progress. So in that, along with the gains that we had in the Ames test, tell us that we're not making enough progress, but we are making progress at what really counts, which is at the academic outcomes for our students.
John Hoopenthal is with us. He's the Superintendent of Public Instruction for Arizona. If you'd like to ask the superintendent a question or make a comment, 790-2040, 790-2040. Superintendent, your decision to do away with the Mexican-American Studies program in the TUSD district continues to have repercussions not only in the legal system but in the court of public opinion. I think across the country many are confused as to why a state where one in four citizens is Hispanic would not allow studies focusing on Mexican-American history to be taught.
Well, this totally has to do with the situation in one school district and the way it was organized in that school district and what was happening in the classrooms of that school district. It really has did not take any action against African American studies or Asian American studies. So it had to do with that specific situation.
Yeah, now, there's another angle to this Mexican-American studies story that just doesn't go away in the national press, and that's the matter of the half dozen or so books that were removed from the classroom in the wake of shutting down the MAS program, the so-called book banning. That's a claim that TUSD denies has caught the attention of many around the country. Are you concerned at all about a perception that books are being banned in a public school in Arizona?
I mean, peripherally, I mean, anytime you're engaged in these kind of situations, people are going to seize on every lever they can to advance their cause. And so that's the lever they've seized on. I think it's a thin reed. Anytime you have controversial books, you want to take care in how those books are presented in the classroom. And there are lots of controversial books that we would never consider banning. But we would always be careful to understand how they're being used. And that's the key. It's not the books themselves. It is how they were being utilized in the classroom. And that's what the court case was all about. And we documented in meticulous detail how those books, in fact, were being used and to present our case that we felt that they were being used in a completely inappropriate way. And the... As it was borne out, the judge took a look at the case and his decision laid out in meticulous detail also why he decided the way he did.
You were quoted in a March 13th story in the New Times newspaper in Phoenix saying you tell people that you can bring in Hitler's autobiography into the classroom, but you better be really careful about the viewpoint in which you're bringing that into the classroom. What did you mean there?
Well, it's just an analogy. You can bring the books themselves. You can bring almost anything into the classroom. But you better be using it appropriately. And I tell people we want to be proud of what we present in our classroom. And we absolutely can present very controversial material in the classroom if the teacher does it appropriately.
You think in the end the courts will stick by your decision on ethnic studies?
Well, I never count on those kind of things taking place. The courts do what they do. The thing that we do is we are careful about the decisions that we make. We're careful about the thinking that we have about how we present stuff in the classroom. And we always want to be proud of what goes on in the classroom. That doesn't mean that we want to sanitize it. That means we want to be proud of it. I've seen incredibly controversial speakers that I walk away and think, wow, that was really good. They really got their students to think deeply. They weren't trying to indoctrinate them. They were truly trying to get them to think deeply, and that's the kind of things that I want to be proud about.
Yeah, is this true that even though the courses Mexican American Studies have been suspended at TUSD, the TUSD is working with your department, the Arizona Department of Education, and the U of A to create some new classes to provide instruction from diverse perspectives, including Mexican-American culture and history?
Well, absolutely. We want to make sure that students, that we have diversity in what we do, that there are so many contributions made to American society by Mexican-Americans. And we want to make sure those are documented and presented as part of our history. So absolutely, we are doing work in this area.
Arizona has joined other states in seeking federal approval to opt out of certain requirements of the No Child Left Behind. Can you give us a quick update on that?
We, in fact, applied for a waiver. We have a very confusing situation in Arizona right now. We have three and, in fact, four systems of accountability for our school district. And right now we are moving legislation through that would take and consolidate state systems into one system. And now with our waiver application, we're going to attempt to consolidate the federal and state system into one system. So we'll come out of this instead of four systems with just one system of accountability based on the very best science that's available to us right now. And that's that's the avenue we're proceeding down.
John Hoopenthal is with us on the Buckmaster Show. We can squeeze in a question from a Buckmaster Show listener. If you would like to ask the superintendent a question or make a comment, 790-2040, 790-2040. How are these, any news on the Ames test front? Are you satisfied that Ames is going to be our standard, that we're here to stay on that?
Well, in fact, we in Arizona have adopted a new set of Arizona standards that, and we are part of a multi-state consortium that is working on the Common Core standards and discussing those. So, in fact, we will be rolling out a college and career ready standard that we will be measuring either with the AIMS test, which means that we are going to rework the AIMS test, or we will be doing it with a new test called the PARC test, which will enable us to directly compare our results against the same test in other states.
I didn't catch that. It's called the PARCS test.
Yeah, the PARCS. Partnership for assessing college and career ready standards.
And why do you like this better than Ames?
Well, I don't know that I like it better than Ames. What I do like about it is that we now are going to get a consensus about the levels of academic, the academic levels that we can have a high degree of confidence will have a student ready for college and career success. And so as a result, parents will be able to benchmark against that score year-to-year basis all the way going back to third grade. They'll know if their student is on a college and career-ready trajectory or not.
You know, getting back to the classroom spending situation, what do you consider to be an area that you're comfortable with when it comes to the amount of dollars that wind up actually in the classroom out of every dollar? How many cents? What do you see as kind of a benchmark?
You know, I absolutely don't have a benchmark in that area. We really benchmark everything on academic outcomes. We want to know. Really, the benchmarks we have, we would like to know that the vast majority of students in the school are getting an academic year's, and really, we'd like to get them up to 1.5 academic year's progress in a year. So that's one standard we have, the degree of progress academically of students. We would also like to measure the engagement of students, parents, and teachers to see the degree to which the school district is engaging parents, students, and teachers, and we have some benchmark numbers for that. And we'd like to see every district above those benchmarks. And so the actual distribution of spending, we don't have a target on that. And in fact, we think that some of the things that people call administrative costs, we see how in some cases they are in fact costs, but in other cases we see services that are going directly to support the classroom in a variety of very rich, robust ways. And so we don't take issue with expenditures that are supporting the classroom.
Superintendent
Hoopenthal, classified as administrative.
Excuse me, Superintendent. Thank you very much for spending a few minutes with us. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Coming up now on 12:18 on the Buckmaster Show. Spring training coming back to Tucson. Major League Baseball. We got some ball games coming up. Mike Fader of the Padres is with us next. Stay with us on Buckmaster.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Two of the world's largest pharmaceutical giants, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, know where bio works. It works at Innovation Park in Oro Valley, one of the 10 best towns for families, according to Family Circle magazine. Bioscience and bioindustry, working together at Innovation Park with 275 acres of inspiring environment ready for biodevelopment. Learn more about where bio works at innovationparkaz.com. Noble Hops Gastro Pub is for people who revere their beer and their food. Noble Hops specializes in high-quality, delicious food and offers an impressive, ever-changing selection of handcrafted beers from around the world with more than 24 on tap. Noble Hops, a pub for foodies at the southeast corner of La Canada and Lambert in Oro Valley, and always on the web at noblehopspub.com and on Facebook.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of healthcare in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
There are times when you save, and there are times when you
save big.
Whoa. Take vehicle loans, for instance. Any time of the year, Pyramid Federal Credit Union can help you save with lower rates. But now, for a limited time, we're helping you
save big.
That means rates as low as 4.5% APR when you buy or refinance a vehicle loan. Plus terms up to 60 months, whether it's new or used. You won't just save. You'll
save big.
That never gets old. Stop by any Pyramid Federal Credit Union or visit us at pyramidfcu.com to learn more. That's 4.5% APR vehicle loans for a limited time. Plus, save another 0.25% with payment options.
That's huge.
Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life. Learn more at pyramidfcu.com. 4.5% APR on vehicle loans for a limited time. Restrictions may apply. Membership eligibility required. NCUA insured.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Now on the Buckmaster Show, the Thursday edition. Mike Fader now joins me in studio. Mike Fader, the general manager of the Tucson Padres. Mike, good to see you, and kind of exciting Major League Baseball spring training is back in Tucson.
It is exciting, and thank you for having me. We've got, tomorrow's the first game. You know, we've got first of three spring training games. Tomorrow it's the Seattle Mariners against the Milwaukee Brewers. All three games are 105. Then the second game will be this Sunday, the San Diego Padres, which I guess I better be partial to since it's our major league affiliate.
Yeah.
And we'll actually get a chance to see a lot of the players that will probably be playing with us, along with some major leaguers, against the Colorado Rockies. And then a week from tomorrow, March 23rd, the Los Angeles Dodgers, who are very, very popular in Tucson, will be playing the Chicago White Sox. And I think everybody knows there actually is a few people that have moved down here from Chicago since you and I were both talking about growing up in the
growing
city.
Growing up, and a lot of Cub fans out here.
But there's, you know, the one game.
And Sox fans.
More Cubs. I mean, yeah. We're Northsiders. Come on, Bill.
Yeah.
Dad
used to take me to Wrigley Field, and we'd get there very, very early, Mike, and we would be in the front row in the bleachers. and we'd be talking with the players. And
well, Ernie Banks, yeah. I'm a little younger than you, not a lot, yeah, but Ernie Banks was my favorite growing up.
Oh,
he,
yeah.
He was my hero. But
let's play two today, Ernie would always
I would
say.
Take,
let's
I,
play two. I'm in the mood for a doubleheader.
See, I was a city kid, so I would take the L to the Cub games and help them clean the stadium.
Oh, my goodness.
And you all the kids, there were very few kids that knew about this. And you took a row and you went all the way from the left field corner all the way behind home plate to the right field corner, and you lifted the metal at the time the wooden wooden seats.
Jeez.
Then coming back, you stomped on cups. And it was all to help it make easier to clean up.
Yeah.
And then they give you a free ticket for the next day's game.
Yeah, well,
so
was
that's
fun.
That's my start in professional baseball.
Yeah, and you're still with it. The game, the Christina, the benefit game, we had Roxana Green here
right.
on the program on Tuesday talking about her book signing and the game.
That's
a special
Friday,
event.
March 23rd. Yeah. The proceeds go to the Christina Taylor Green Memorial Foundation. Mm-hmm. The Greens have set up a foundation, and we're hoping that – anywhere from $75,000 to $100,000 will be raised for the foundation on that date. The Chicago White Sox and Los Angeles Dodgers are coming. No charge, no fee, no nothing. They just want to be involved in the game. So it worked out great. And I'll be really surprised if that game doesn't sell out. Last year we had the Dodgers. It was a sellout. Right now we're already at $6,600 with 8 days to go. So if anybody wants to go to that game, don't wait, because there's a chance that by next Friday the game will be fully sold out. People could buy tickets on TucsonPadres.com. Just click on the spring training link. They can come by the ballpark from 10 to 5 Monday through Friday, not tomorrow really, but on this Saturday we're open from 10 to 4 at Keno Stadium and then all next week. Or they can call 434-1367 and order tickets on by phone. There's no additional fee by doing it on phone. When you do it online, you've got to pay the convenience fee.
Mike Fader is with us from the Tucson Padres. How does Padre baseball look? This will be the second year for Padre baseball in Tucson. I mean, it's an important year because of the situation in the San Diego area where the Tucson Padres were going to be moving over to a stadium in Escondido, California. The deal fell through. So now the organization is going to be looking at attendance figures. Let's
they are.
The bottom line here. Yeah,
it is the bottom line without question. The majority of the San Diego Padres owners own our team. Because they wanted to move the team to Escondido. Like you said, it did fall through. So now what we're doing is they're looking for a potential buyer. That doesn't really scare me that much, to be honest with you, because I still think that we're going to be here next year as well, 13, because there's no other stadium. So whoever buys the team is going to have to build a stadium. But if we're doing great, then I think that keeps us on the eyes of that person. It also allow somebody else in the Pacific Coast League that maybe is unhappy because their stadium deal is not good, they've not gotten any improvements, they might want to relocate. Well, we want them coming to Tucson. So I'm excited about this season. You know, the logo I have on my chest, it Tucson Padres logo, at this time last year, people really were still scratching their head.
They didn't really
had
know.
And no idea what it was all
they
about.
They didn't know who the Padres were.
So I think, the familiarity is going to really help us.
Let's face it, Mike. This town needs a AAA franchise.
I agree.
I think that we need to keep the Padres. I'm looking at your fine website, by the way. That's big time.
No, it is. It's a great website.
I mean, that could certainly be a major league.
And if
team.
I could show you that guy right there.
The guy in the picture, yeah.
Is Felix Hernandez. And we have to talk about parking or about driving to the stadium as well if we have time. Felix Hernandez won the Cy Young for the American League in 2010. He pitches for the Mariners. He's easily one of the top five pitchers in all of Major League Baseball. We found out yesterday he is pitching 5 or 6 innings here tomorrow for the Mariners.
Cool. That's good.
And he's an elite player, so we think people are going to come out for that.
Quickly running out of time, you want to talk about parking. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, just not even parking, driving to the stadium. People always want to take Keno Parkway, which is Campbell, drop down that little loop and make the left turn on Ajo. That's the worst way to go in the world because the
What's
life,
the best way?
Get off Benson Highway on I-10 if you're coming from the east. Take Palo Verde if you're coming, you know, also. I'm sorry, if you're coming from the west, get off Benson Highway. Take Golf Links, get on Aja Way, and it's going to be much easier for you to get in the city.
Mike Fader, thank you very much. More information at TucsonPadres.com.
And 434-1367.
Good luck, Mike. Thanks, Bill. You're always welcome here on the Buckmaster Show. Stay with us. We're going to be talking about a big adopt-a-thon for the Humane Society. Stay with us.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A Georgia man who shot and killed a toddler's father outside a suburban Atlanta preschool has been found guilty but mentally ill. One of the Republican Party's top lawmakers on national security is criticizing GOP presidential candidate Newt Gingrich for suggesting that the U.S. mission in Afghanistan may not be feasible. The White House says its approach toward the Taliban has not changed. It's rejecting statements from the group that said it had broken off talks because the U.S. had failed to follow through on promises and had made new demands concerning the situation in Afghanistan. Updating Wall Street, heading into the final half hour of today's trading, the Dow is up 45 points, the NASDAQ ahead 16, and the S&P trading 8 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
With 275 acres of stunning environment, Innovation Park in Oro Valley is ready for development. Already two of the world's largest pharmaceuticals, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, are settled in Innovation Park. Innovation Park, a great place to do business in Oro Valley, named one of the 10 best towns for families by Family Circle magazine. Find out more at innovationparkaz.com.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for fresh and healthy pizzas, pastas, paninis, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is handcrafted using the finest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore's award-winning wood-fired pizzas, certified authentic by the world-renowned Verace Pizza Napolitana Academy, is pizza perfection. Vero Amore, North Swan at Camp Lowell, and in Marana at Dove Mountain, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com and on Facebook.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including five major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencium and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Welcome back, 12:33 on the Buckmaster Show. And one thing that Mike Fader from the Tucson Padres didn't get a chance to talk about, that the games this year, the Padre games, will be animal-friendly. Dogs will be welcome at the ballpark. At Sunday's game, the dogs will be out there as well. And Lindsay Bruno joins us now from the Humane Society of Southern Arizona. Lindsay, how are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
That's good news about the Padres and companion animals.
It is, absolutely. We're so looking forward to the partnership with them this year, and it's just a great resource for us and a great way to get our animals out to the community, and it's a lot of fun.
Let's talk about what is shaping up to be probably your biggest ever kind of adopt-a-thon. You're calling it, what, a mega match-a-thon?
Mega match-a-thon. And it's going to be the last weekend of the month, so March 30th through April 1st. And it's in coordination with the ASPCA. And our goal is to adopt out 175 animals that weekend. So we are definitely aiming high and would hope, love to adopt more than that, but we're going to spread that through our three locations. So it will be our main shelter on Kelvin Boulevard. It will be our posh stores at La Encantada and Park Place Mall. And then we will also have adoptions at our thrift store on that Saturday.
So 175 animals, that's quite a few for you all. I mean, that's a big event.
It is, but we're so grateful and fortunate to be able to have so many locations because that helps us get our animals out into the public and get visibility, which is key to getting them adopted. But the shelter is also a great place, and so we encourage people to come down, meet the animals, and just find what the right fit for them.
And this will be not only dogs, but cats as well?
Yes, absolutely. So any animal that you're looking forward to adopting, we would love to have you.
This kicks off on Friday, March the 30th, the Mega Matchathon at the shelter on Kelvin Boulevard. People, when they hear Kelvin Boulevard, they always get lost.
It is kind of hard to find.
It's tell us where you are located.
It's between Fort Lowell and Prince. So right off a country club there, and the first left that you would take off of Prince and Country Club called Greenlee. And so you just take that street all the way to the end, and there we are.
And that will kick off, as I say, Friday, and that starts at 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. And there are some benefits there, half-price adoptions. And you're going to have some free prizes as well.
We are. We're going to give the latest iPad away. So everyone that adopts is entered in a raffle for a chance for that. We're also going to give a free adoption away as well. And as you mentioned, half-price adoptions. And what's great about that is it's so cost-effective for someone to adopt from us because that animal is spay-or-neutered, it's fully vaccinated, and it's also microchipped. So it's an excellent value, which is important to people.
Is there confusion, Lindsay, sometimes between the Pima Animal Control and you folks?
Absolutely. We are a separate nonprofit organization, so we don't receive any government funding. Pima Animal Care Center is the governmental agency. And they do an excellent job as well in the community, and they're a partner of ours. But we are separate from them. We are also separate from any national organization as well. So we stand independently and survive solely on the donations and support from the community.
So then Saturday of this big mega match-a-thon weekend, that is April the 1st, the focus will be at your thrift store. That's on 5311 East Speedway Boulevard. What's going on at the thrift store?
Well, we're going to have adoptable animals, obviously, half price. We're also going to have 50% off our bulk clothing in our thrift store, which is doing phenomenal for us because of the location and because, obviously, people love to get a bargain on clothing and other items.
Yeah, that is a great location right
there.
It is. In Speedway.
Yes.
Sunday, the event at La Encantada. Adoptions in the Rose Garden, that should be very, very, very nice for all of you, getting out and
it is. It's a beautiful area, as everyone knows, and we have a posh adoption store up there as well, and so it's a great place for us to get our visibility and to also visit with the people up there. We had our cover dog contest up there a month ago, and it was very successful.
And, of course, the folks that do take that go to the Adopt-a-thon, the Omega-thon, you've got some courtesy items. All the dogs will go home with, I guess, something special, and the cats will not be left out as well.
No, we have some items from Pet Edge, Adopt Dog Collar and Casual Canine Adopt Dog Lead, and then cats will also go home with a Clean Go Pet Litter Pan and also then a collar and a litter box scoop, so that's part of the package.
How are the spay and neuter clinics doing?
They're doing very well. We have our main spay and neuter clinic on our shelter location on Kelvin. And we're also trying to expand into mobile clinics as well into some of the underserved areas in Tucson and possibly onto some of the reservations. So we have big plans for that. It's very important to us to get the word out about pet overpopulation and just encouraging people to spay and neuter.
There's a huge pet overpopulation in this community, isn't there?
There is. We take in about 10,000 animals a year. And I know Pima Animal Care Center takes in about another 30,000. So it's close to about 40,000, and that's just the animals that we're able to count that we both take in. We don't know how many actually are out there that we're not able to get.
Lindsay Bruno is with us. She is from the Humane Society of Southern Arizona. Unfortunately, some animals do need to be put down, and I know that you try as best you can to adopt animals. How does it work when an animal comes in? If it looks like that animal can be adoptable, you will make every effort to adopt the animal.
Absolutely. We have a program where we're able to assess each dog that's brought in to us, and we're nationally accredited to do so, and that allows us to be able to modify their behaviors if possible to increase their chance of adoption, and so we're very proud to be able to do that. And we will make every effort to adopt an animal out. We have some we've kept for months and months and months just waiting for that right family, and sometimes we'll work with rescue groups too if that's a better fit for them.
And the animals, the older animals, sometimes it's a little more of a challenge. I myself have an older cat, and they are not usually the ones that go first, unfortunately, at your facility or at the Pima Animal Care, but you really do encourage adoption of older animals.
We do, and even animals that are within that 2, 3, 4 year range, really that's still a pretty young animal, even 5 or 6 years old. What's great is they're housebroken, and they're just well-mannered. They're just looking for love, and they're the most grateful animals that I have ever seen. And if you're not looking for a puppy or kitten, which a lot of people aren't, that's a great alternative.
The adoption, the paw, what do you call it? The Paw Adoption Center and Retail at Park Place and La Encantada?
Posh.
That is something relatively new going into the shopping centers. And that's been successful, hasn't it?
It has. We've really worked. We're a progressive agency in that we've worked to change the culture of people and encouraging them to adopt a rescue animal versus shopping at a puppy mill or from a pet store. And so these stores have gone a long way in making a difference in the community and working towards getting people to shift their idea of adopting a rescue animal. And so those are huge for us. And we're always looking to expand. And the thrift stores also goes very well with that.
You do have an event coming up, not only March 30th, but there's something coming up March 25th, Tales in Ales. This is
it's
at
a great
Barrio
event.
Brewery,
right.
Brewery.
And you take your dog, you can get them washed by one of us or the Roller Derby Girls, Tucson Roller Derby. And it's just a lot of fun. You can have a beer, animal gets a wash, so bring them nice and dirty because it will definitely be worth it. You can buy pint glasses. It's just a great time. It's always a fun event for us.
And one of your big signature events is coming up May 4th, Putting on the Dog.
Yes, actually, we moved the venue, too, to the El Conquistador. We were at the Tucson Country Club for years, and so we're very excited about that new venue. As everyone knows, the Northwest is just exploding in growth. And what's great is you can bring your dog with you. You can stay overnight at the hotel. We have a package for that. We have food from Tucson Originals, 2 live bands. It's going to be a lot of fun.
How about someone that would like to volunteer be a foster parent to a companion animal?
Yes, just contact us. We have information on our website, and you can also contact our volunteer coordinator, ask them about the steps, talk to them about any type of volunteer opportunities, because we always need volunteers for many different facets of the organization.
And your website is?
HSSAZ.org.
Again, that's the Humane Society of Southern Arizona. They're located at 3450 North Kelvin Boulevard. That's in the Fort Lowell vicinity. And, of course, the big event that's coming up, they're hoping to adopt out 175 animals. That will be a fun weekend. It is the Mega Match-a-thon. That is March 30th through April the 1st. 3-day event, 175 animals. We wish you all the best. And Lindsay, let's hope we get all of the animals adopted and maybe more, maybe over 200.
Yes, obviously we want to exceed that. So I appreciate you having me on. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Lindsay Bruno with us from the Humane Society of Southern Arizona. Thank you, Lindsay. And we will be back on the Buckmaster Show. We'll be talking about nutrition. That's next. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Ever notice how much time you spend just getting where you want to go? Travel hassles, long drives, expensive parking can all ruin your trip and create a miserable experience. Tucson International Airport has the answer. With close, easy parking, quick check-in, a short walk to your gate, and airport amenities that make traveling stress-free and enjoyable. With nonstop destinations and connections around the world for business or for pleasure, fly TucsonAirport.com. It's the way to go.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show at 1248 on AM 1030 KVOI. The voice, 790-2040, 790-2044. Questions, comments, concerns for Jack Chalom, the nutrition reporter. Want to remind you that this segment of the Buckmaster Show is brought to you in part by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, a true continuing care retirement community. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. Well, does your child or grandchild suffer from severe allergies and or asthma? Several supplements may help reduce the symptoms. That is the lead story in the March edition of the Nutrition Reporter, published by Jack Chalom, who is the Buckmaster Show contributor on nutrition. Jack is based here in Tucson. He is a personal nutrition coach, and he's one of America's most trusted health writers. He's a member of the American Society for Nutrition, and he is the best-selling author of more than 20 books, including his latest book is titled No More Fatigue. And Jack is back from California, where he was taking part in a book signing for No More Fatigue. How did it go over there?
Great. Was nice to be out there. Nice to walk on the beach.
Oh, I bet it was.
As you know, we've got lots of beach here, but just not a lot of water.
A lot of people complain in the morning. They're just so tired, Jack. And did you hear that from a lot of the people that you were signing books for? Just wondering, you know, they've gone to the doctors and the blood tests are fine, but they're tired.
Often it's a sign of prediabetes, which really goes back to too many sugars, too many refined starches in the diet. Sometimes it's related to too much caffeine because there's a rebound with caffeine. And especially among people who are consuming caffeine, coffee, tea, soft drinks in the evening, it's going to disrupt their sleep. And when your sleep is disrupted, you're going to wake up tired and you're really going to be craving another cup of coffee to get you going.
Our first question coming in now, the caller did not want to go on the air. This has to do with fruit. Can you overdo fruit and do fruit-packed some of these smoothies? People that do those every day, do they contain can you kind of overdo it on some of that stuff?
I think you can. In terms of fresh, whole fruit, it's difficult to overdo it. In terms of smoothies, if you're making them at home, putting in whole fruit, you're probably better off than buying a smoothie commercially, which they often spike with processed orange juice, maybe even sugar.
790-2040, 790-2040. Now on to Jack's lead story in the Nutrition Reporter. What kind of supplements would perhaps reduce allergies and asthma in children? This is an especially difficult time of the spring for allergies.
Yeah, there was an interesting study just published using a constituent of protein called carnitine, C-A-R-N-I-T-I-N-E. And the doctors gave children about 1,000 milligrams a day. We're talking, you know, probably one or two capsules a day. And it seemed to have a really significant effect on reducing their pollen allergies. This is great. I think there are a lot of things that can help incrementally. The best way really is to try to prevent the allergies in the first place. And another study looked at fish and fish oil consumption among pregnant women. And women who took fish oil supplements, which you can get at any health food store or drugstore, seemed to have babies who were not as allergic during their first year of life. And that first year of life really is a harbinger of what's to come later on. So if they get through that period without any serious allergies, they're probably good to go for the rest of their lives.
And again, that daily supplement is L and then dash carnitine?
Carnitine.
C-A-R-N-I-T-I-N-E. Another question coming in. A caller did not want to go on the air. What about unpasteurized honey for fighting allergies?
A lot of interesting anecdotal stories about honey. Now, the key thing here is you do not give honey in any form to babies less than 1 year old. Their immune systems are not well enough developed to deal with some of the naturally occurring spores in the honey. 1 year and older, fine. The unpasteurized honey seems to have an effect a little bit like allergy shots. They don't benefit everyone, but I have heard so many success stories over the years that it's certainly worth a try.
790-2040, 790-2040. If you have a question for Jack Chalom, the nutrition reporter, Jack would be happy to take your question, comment, or concern. You mentioned prediabetes earlier. You also talk about, in the nutrition reporter, sugar, sweet and dangerous.
Yeah, you know, the term sweet and dangerous goes back to a book published in the mid-1970s. But more recently, Dr. Robert Lustig published a commentary in the journal Nature. This is literally one of the top five journals in the world, basically arguing that sugar should be regulated like alcohol and tobacco, that it's dangerous, that it –
Is it addictive?
It is very addictive. And he makes some really good points. Unfortunately, you know, we're kind of like fish in a sea of sugar, refined sugars. And you really have to be very conscientious in terms of eating habits to avoid drowning in the sea of sugar.
We talk about fish oils. You brought that up in relation to allergies. Fish oils, multivitamins may reduce the risk of colon cancer. You also have another article about fish oils enhance strength training in older women. So there's more about fish oil.
Yeah, there's a lot being published. The strength training article it is interesting. And what the doctors were thinking was fish oils are so good for the heart, which is a muscle, maybe it'll be good for skeletal muscle. And in a study of senior age women, they found that taking fish oil supplements improved their workouts and improve their muscle.
And as far as the risk, reducing the risk of colon cancer?
Yeah, and part of this is that fish oils have an anti-inflammatory effect. And anytime you can consume a natural anti-inflammatory, you're going to reduce your risk of cancer across the board, your risk of heart diseases across the board. So eating more fish, as long as it's not breaded and deep fried, or taking fish oil supplements are good.
You have a supplement here that I take, pycnogenol. You say it leads to skin improvement.
Yeah, this is an interesting small study. And part of this goes back to an idea that people proposed about 15 years ago, and that was kind of like inside out sort of self-care for the skin. And we'll lather a lot of things on the surface of the skin, but nutrients we consume basically migrate and reach the skin. Antioxidants like pycnogenol, which is an extract of pine bark, seem to have a beneficial effect on the skin. And one of the things that comes up in the medical literature over and over again is these things seem to reduce sensitivity to sunburn.
Jack Chalom is with us, the nutrition reporter. You talk about in the nutrition reporter, the March issue, higher magnesium intake may lead to reduction in stroke risk. And you've talked before about the benefits of magnesium. I think there might be some questions. How much of it do you need daily?
You know, if you're eating a whole food diet, avoiding the junk foods, you're probably getting enough. Yeah. But there's probably less than 1% of us who are doing that day in, day out. So I would recommend a magnesium supplement, maybe 200 to 400 milligrams a day. I would not go higher than that, though.
Why not?
Too much magnesium has a laxative effect.
Okay. And the newsletter is available where, Jack Chalom?
People can look through a lot of back issues for free up on my website, nutritionreporter.com. Subscriptions are $28 a year.
A lot of good information, lots of about omega-3s and fish oil, but I think that's every month it seems like there's good information about that.
Yeah, you know, so much of the research right now is focusing on fish oils and vitamin D, and these are sort of the current heavy hitters nutritionally.
Thank you so much, Jack Chalom, for being with us.
Thank you, Bill.
Jack Chalom, the nutrition reporter, with us on the Buckmaster Show. Coming up tomorrow is our Friday Focus interview. We have scheduled a newsmaker interview with John Pettacone. Dr. Pettacone is the head of superintendent of TUSD. He will be our guest. Interviewing him, along with myself, will be Mari Herreras of the Tucson Weekly. Then Dylan Smith will join us for our Friday Reporters Roundtable. That's coming up tomorrow on the Friday edition of the Buckmaster Show. The Buckmaster Show is brought to you in part by Flowers Rieger and Associates Certified Public Accountants, 2919 East Broadway, and on the web at Flowers Rieger, that's RIEGER.com. We will see you tomorrow with the Friday Focus interview and the Reporters Roundtable. Matt Russell will have the weekend watch with some tips on where to dine this weekend. We like to call Matt the culinary cruiser. I am Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon. See you tomorrow.
KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. 930 KAPR, Douglas. And 1240 KJAA Globe, the Voice Radio Network.